This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. You can call. You can text. The number's the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next Thursday, October 31st, is the deadline to request an absentee ballot to vote in Wisconsin. Make a plan to be a voter. Be a voter, baby. Everybody who's anybody is a voter. You can find out more at civicmedia.us/vote or myvote.wi.gov. Check your status. Make sure you are registered. It's super easy and it's very, very important. You might not think your vote matters. It absolutely matters. Yes. It absolutely matters. So please make a plan to vote. I'm going to vote today.
Excellent.
I'm going to vote today. We had some changes. You and I, looks like you and I are going to be in Madison on Election Day. And on November 6th, we're going to be broadcasting from the Madison headquarters. So I want to get my voting out of the way today.
Yeah.
So after we get out of here, I'm going to go cast my ballot.
I'm very excited to go to Madison, but I'm also very, it's going to be a nerve-wracking day.
It will be a long day. Yeah. And if you need something to read, go to civicmedia.us. I have a blog.
Quit saying it with that.
Okay, I have a blog. I have a blog.
Calvin, we need to if you could get like a celebration type of thing, every time Jane says she has a blog, you play that music and we keep that momentum up. Pep it up, baby.
Pep it up a little bit. Go read my blog. It's about a summer job I had, and it actually relates to the election.
There you go.
You wouldn't think that's possible, but somehow that's what I came up with.
Yeah.
Okay, it is time at 11:53 for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
This Shouldn't Be a Thing is the Sister Act edition. An article that Greg found on CNN. Would you like to take us through this?
Yeah, sure. So we're going to the wonderful, quaint town of Erie, Pennsylvania, very battleground city in a battleground county in a battleground state. And a Republican canvasser was looking at the address and, you know, the GOPs, they want to look for that voter fraud. They think there's voter fraud everywhere. Ballot dumps.
Everywhere.
Bad scanning codes and all that stuff. And someone came across a house that had 53 voters registered at the address. And they said no one was home.
No one lived there.
So Cliff Maloney, who is a conservative operative and founder of the Pennsylvania Chase, which I'm going to not follow later, put in a post saying, you know.
On Twitter.
Which was picked up by other outlets saying that this house was voter fraud because of Well, it turns out that house is a nunnery.
It's a convent.
Full of nuns.
53 nuns, to be exact.
53 nuns of the Benedictine Sisters of Erie who live there, registered to vote, and once again, nuns find themselves in controversy, and they never thought this would ever happen to them.
Here's a quote from Sister Annette Marshall. We're used to being accused of things like being too active, and we've always been very vocal about peace and justice, but I've never been accused of fraud before or not existing. That institution has been in Erie since the 1850s. The nuns moved into their current building in 1969, partly financed by some sisters who formed a real-life musical sort of sister act group to raise money for this building that they could move into. We've been in Erie since 1856 doing good work. These sisters don't deserve to be put down by some misinformation that we're a sham, that we're a fraud, said Prioress Sister Stephanie Schmidt.
And what's funny is that this Mr. Maloney fella, it says here in the article, which is in the show notes, heads up a group that encourages Republicans to vote by mail and is part of a larger, often coordinated network of conservatives who cast doubts on the security of elections. Make that make sense for me, Mr. Maloney, and all you weirdos who are buying into this.
It's about sowing suspicion.
Sowing suspicion, but then also telling them to be part of the problem? I don't know. All I know is I went to Catholic school for 12 years. I worked in Catholic youth ministry for nearly a decade. I worked with a lot of nuns. Most of them were amazing. I don't like it when people mess with nuns. These are women who give up so much of their life, yes, so much of their time, and they're usually devoted to, as she said, peace and justice. And let them live their lives. Go knock on someone else's door.
Yes, they actually exist. Yes, there are 53 of them. Yes, they vote at that location. This was not voter fraud.
And I have a feeling they're not going to vote for the guy that you want them to vote
that
for.
Is today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
It's not a thing.
No. Nope.
Just completely not a thing. We have a very, very busy week coming up for you next week on Monday. Andra Watkins will be back. She is the author of the Substack, How Project 2025 Will Ruin Your Life. It's fantastic. If you have questions about Project 2025 and the effect that that would have on American democracy, I highly suggest that you check out her Substack. Andra Watkins will be here Monday at 10:33. We're going to talk to Mary Hayes on Tuesday from the Bayfield Ashland County Democratic Party, and talk a little bit about Tom Tiffany. And all of a sudden his affection for turning a park into a national park.
Yeah.
And much, much more. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here next week, and much more to come. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone across civic media. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend. And you have the chance to share it. Share what you know.
Yes.
And stay tuned. News is next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.